Ministers, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is really a great pleasure and honor for me to unveil this logo together with Minister Wojciechowski. And to do that together with him now is an important step towards our next summit in Warsaw in July. And the design is of the Mermaid of Warsaw, the emblem of that great city that dates back over 600 years. And the legend tells us that after being rescued by local fishermen, the mermaid, armed with a sword and a shield, stood ready to protect the city and its people, exactly as NATO does today when we protect the people of Poland and all people or all the people in all allied countries. It also shows the modern face of Poland, forward-looking, energetic, and warm. In the distinctive style of the influential Polish poster school. And in the colors of the Polish flag. Poland has a rich and interesting history, but it also is a modern nation determined to press ahead. And the logo for our Warsaw Summit captured that perfectly. Let me take this opportunity to thank the Polish people, especially the people of Warsaw, for hosting our next summit in July next year. We look very much forward to a very successful meeting in Warsaw. So thank you. Please.
Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, if you are intrigued, that's good. That was the goal. The authors from the Super Studio in Warsaw, they are young people, but mindful of history. So they created a logo whose symbol reaches back to the ancient Greek Nike, throughout the Roman victory to the heroic personification of the city of Warsaw. What's the intrigue story behind? There were two sisters, mermaids, lived in Atlantic. Maybe there were three of them, but set out on a journey to the heart of Europe. It's unknown if they were Vikings or American or both. Maybe one of them decided that her new home would be Copenhagen. The other continued through the Baltic Sea to Gdańsk and then down to Vistula River to Warsaw, where Secretary General mentioned, after being rescued, it settled to protect the people. We will meet there next year. I said maybe about three mermaids because one of them is probably trying to find a way to Oslo. The Warsaw Summit is special even for Poland. The summit will be held in the city that gave the name of the Cold War Military Pact, established in 1955, which for almost four decades constituted the main anniversary of the NATO alliance. Welcoming NATO to Warsaw 60 years later has a very symbolic meaning in this regard. It will be the first summit since Bucharest summit 2008 to be held in a country at the eastern flank of NATO. Poland as a host country is dedicated to address issues crucial to security of member states, regardless of the geographic location. The summit should therefore be a milestone of a political military updation of the alliance in a longer term. In practical terms, it means allied solidarity, shared responsibility, and equal level of security for all members of all the alliance. With that, we will write another page in our common history. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be delighted to welcome you next year in July in Warsaw during the Warsaw NATO Summit. Thank you very much.